This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. Welcome to this week's edition of Civic Matters. Each Monday, we get together with the executive director of the Civ City Initiative to explore what's happening in and around Ann Arbor and the ways in which you can become more civically engaged. Mary Morgan, this is the last time you and I are going to get together in the year 2017.
It's crazy. I can't believe the year is almost over. Holy cow.
And what a year it has been. It has certainly been most trying in many ways, but there's also been a lot to be excited about and a lot to look forward to. When you think back on 2017, what comes to mind?
Wow. Well, it has been quite a year on the national scene, and I think that that has colored a lot of what's happened locally. There have been a lot of projects that have moved forward incrementally. I don't know that we've seen any huge change. The landscape, I guess, has changed as some projects, especially in the downtown area and on the city's north side, have progressed. But I think that what's happening at the federal level has really shaken people up. And so that's the lens through which we viewed a lot of what's happened locally.
And there are still decisions to be made in this 2017 years at the federal level that can impact exactly how we progress through 2018 as well, including the tax bill, which is expected to win approval tomorrow. On the local level, Ann Arbor City Council is going to meet, and it will meet for the last time in 2017 tonight. What stood out to you as part of the agenda process this evening?
Well, I tell you, there I think is the focus on youth, which is not any action item, but I always like to see younger people involved. Tonight, there's going to be a presentation for the local poet laureate, the youth poet laureate. This is something that the Neutral Zone does, and Zafra Stupel is this year's poet laureate, so that's kind of cool. There's also going to be a presentation from the Student Advisory Council, which is a group of University of Michigan students who have been working with some city council members this year. And I'm looking forward to what they're going to be telling us. I think that they have some issues. Street lighting, for example, is one thing that's that they've been focusing on. So I like to get that kind of feedback. I like to see that feedback from people who are, just starting out in life and getting involved in the civic
process. Aren't the voices of the future, and we should pay attention. And where Neutral Zone is concerned, what a fabulous organization and institution, and those kids are just amazing.
Absolutely, I think it's great to see, really whatever the Neutral Zone is doing, it's a great outcome. So happy to see them involved and recognized tonight.
Beyond what is happening with the youngsters at Ann Arbor City Council tonight, you tell me there's going to be 8 public hearings?
Yeah, I was surprised at that number, but it's a lot of them will probably be ones that nobody speaks at. But there are some significant projects coming forward. The tree line, which used to be called the Allen Creek Greenway,
mm-hmm.
the master plan is on the agenda for approval tonight, and that has a public hearing. There's a development called the Glen, which is a 9-story building at Glen and Ann Street, including a hotel and apartments. And other retail, so that has a public hearing. I hope that it's not as lengthy as some of the public hearings we've had in the past, but eight public hearings, that's quite a lot. Lots of opportunity to give feedback.
Indeed there is. Now, as we think about 8 public hearings on various projects, we should probably look forward a little bit to 2018. Now, you've actually written a report that kind of summarizes some of the big projects and priorities that are going to move forward in 2018. What did you find?
Well, this is the kickoff to the budget cycle, and we have a fiscal year in the city that starts on July 1st, but the budget cycle really starts much earlier, and the actual budget has to be approved in May. So for several months before that, the city staff and the council are working toward it. I was interested in seeing some of the kind of behind the scenes issues that don't necessarily get a lot of public attention.
For example,
the police department, that within the next 5 years, over 50% of their police officers are eligible for retirement. So this has caused a bit of a potential crisis, and one of the things that they're doing to address that is to use a program that they call the overhire program, which means they're going to bring on 12 officers per year. That's the maximum they can train. And they're just going to keep bringing officers on, even though there aren't vacancies yet necessarily, so that when the officers who are eligible for retire actually do retire, they'll be staffed up and there won't be a crisis.
So that's kind of like
kind of one of those
officers in waiting.
I'm sure they would not appreciate it put that way, but yes, they're going to be working. They'll be on staff. But it won't be, they're not going to wait until someone retires in order to bring someone on to replace them.
But well, that kind of planning certainly adds to the bottom line of what it's going to cost to fund a police department in Ann Arbor.
That's right, and they've budgeted for it. This program, I forget the dollar amount, but they have authorized this program to hire a certain number of people if needed, and the city administrator signed off on it, so this is going to be the approach that they're using. And one of the things that they're looking ahead towards, too, is the recommendations from the consultant that came out this fall on police community relations. Police Chief Larry Baird said that they're going to need more resources if they implement these recommendations, and so I think they're looking ahead toward that as well.
You are listening to Civic Matters on 89.1 WEMU every Monday. Mary Morgan of the Civ City Initiative joins us for a conversation on engagement opportunities in the greater Ann Arbor area, and there are certainly plenty. As you were going through and looking forward to what may also come up in 2018 in Ann Arbor, what else did you find?
Well, I am always looking at tax implications, and I had not realized until I heard this at the meeting recently that there's going to be a millage renewal. I don't know if you remember 6 years ago, the voters approved a park maintenance and capital improvements millage. Yeah. And so that's going to be up for renewal in 2018. My guess is that that will be on the ballot sometime. So that's, I think that parks millages are ones that typically get approved. So I don't see any problem with that, but it's just one more thing to kind of be aware of. Mentioned before the tree line urban trail, that's going to be in progress. The city is looking at some of its properties to include in that. The 415 West Washington property, which is now used as a parking lot, is very likely going to be part of the greenway. So that then has implications for parking revenues, because if those parking spaces go away, there are going to be fewer parking spaces and fewer revenues. So it's kind of a trickle-down effect, and the city's going to be looking to how to manage that as well.
And we'll look at even more development throughout Ann Arbor, I would imagine. And there's repairs at Barton Dam, a new fire station perhaps, reorganization of city administration, a lot coming up in the year 2018 in Ann Arbor. And it's going to be interesting, Mary, to watch and see who is going to guide the process, because it is entirely possible that the current city administrator is not going to be on board for this process.
Yeah, you know, I attended this budget planning session, and somebody else from the public was there and commented that it seemed really low energy, and that he wondered if that was because everyone knew that the city administrator, Howard Lazarus, is interviewing for a job in Austin. I actually watched the interviews. He had a final round of interviews last week, and he referred to Austin as his home and hoped that he could come back to his home. So I think if, you know, that there's a pretty good chance that he might go. The city council in Austin is expected to make a decision this week, so we'll definitely be looking towards that, and that will change a lot of, potentially change a lot of things, including some of the reorganization that he has planned.
Well, we will most certainly have to keep an eye out for that. You know, once again, you're listening to Civic Matters on 89.1 WEMU and Mary Morgan. Finally, a reminder that schedules are being altered in the next couple of weeks, local government services and the like, because it is the holiday season and everybody gets a break.
That's right. I think the normal thing is the trash is, and recycling is delayed, but there's also closing early on for the city offices and district court noon on Friday. And, you know, I think that's great. I'm happy to see the holidays. I love this time of year. So everybody just needs to be a little bit more aware of the possible changes in their schedules.
You going to do anything special for yourself through the holiday period?
Every day is special for me, David Fair.
I like your attitude. It's an attitude of gratitude.
There you go.
Mary Morgan, happy holidays to you. Enjoy your Christmas and New Year's, and we'll talk again on January 8th.
I'll look forward to the other side. Take care.
That is Mary Morgan. Mary is the executive director of the Civ City Initiative in Ann Arbor and our content partner each Monday for Civic Matters. You can find out more about what Mary is working on and all that she knows at civcity.org. And you can get more information on all of today's topics by visiting our website at wemu.org. For Mary Morgan, I'm David Fair, thanking you for listening to the last Civic Matters program of 2017. We'll ramp it back up for you in 2018 right here on 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.